time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Bearcat Arena's Game 2 of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network as Northwest Missouri State hosts Northeastern State out of Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Number one ranked Bearcats come in with a 6-0 record from the non-conference portion of the season. Northeastern State comes in at 3-3. But the Bearcats coming off a win Saturday afternoon over Missouri Valley, 83-48. And Northeastern State a loss to Arkansas Tech, 88-76. Again, it's the Bearcats and the Riverhawks. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open from lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And we are back at Bearcat Arena along Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Larry Savannah is our studio engineer for this evening's matchup. And again, it's Northwest and Northeastern State. Matt Tritton, when you look at this Northeastern State team, they're a squad coming in with a new head coach in Mark Downey and a whole slew of new players on their roster, 13 to be exact.
13 new players, 3-3 on the season, but I think as you get into MIAA play, you're going to see a lot of moments to where they're still trying to figure each other out, build up some of that camaraderie. It's not going to be easy for them. It gets even harder when you have to go into a hostile environment and play the number one team in the nation. So they're still going to be feeling their way around, but I don't expect this team to not come out and give it their all, and they're going to be playing very tough. As Coach McCollum mentioned, every team they play gets their best shot, and you know, Northeastern will give it to them tonight.
And a good crowd on hand for tonight as they file in to watch this MIAA opener between Northwest and Northeastern State. Back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame. Before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State, the MIAA conference opener for both of these teams, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, just kind of talk about what it means to get started in the conference here.
Well, we look forward to this every year. I've always said that the true definition of a team is a regular season conference championship and how you perform over a 19-game schedule against teams that have seen you and know what you do. So it's important to us, and obviously it's important to get off to a good start.
It's been this way for the last several years, where the conference season gets started either at the end of November or the very first part of December, which is much earlier than it used to be back in several years ago in the MIAA. Do you like the fact that you get into the conference this early in the season?
Yeah, you know, I don't really care one way or the other, to be honest with you. We're ready to play whenever, wherever. We're just ready to play. And so I don't really read into it that much, I guess. I'd like to get a few out of the way before Christmas, I guess, if I had my choice. But we'll play anybody anywhere.
And go into tonight's game undefeated, 6-0. How would you assess where you're at right now as you begin conference play?
We're okay. Offensively, we're probably ahead. Defensively, we're probably behind a little bit. But, you know, part of that is just getting that killer instinct back. I don't think it's an X's and O's thing. I don't think it's a personnel thing. I think it's really just we need to get that kind of, I guess, killer mentality back and impose our will on our opponents.
And the opponent tonight, Northeastern State, under a new head coach. He brought in 13 new players to his roster. 4 remain from what was on the roster previously. Just talk a little bit about what you see out of Northeastern State.
Well, you know, they play hard. A lot of dribble drive, a lot of role replay stuff offensively. Defensively, they really try to protect the rim and pack it in. You know, he's won a lot of games, and so I think they'll be well coached. They'll play hard. They'll get after some O boards, and we're going to need to be ready to compete.
And early on with a team like that where you have so many new players on the roster, are you seeing that for a lot of what they're trying to do right now is just their players getting used to playing with each other?
Yeah, I think so. It's hard to tell against that southern style of basketball just because, you know, the teams they play multiple defenses. They're not very disciplined, and I feel like Northern State is. But when you play such undisciplined teams so early, it's difficult to tell what exactly they're looking for, what exactly they're trying to do. So, you know, we'll have to adapt throughout the game.
What do you see some of the biggest keys for tonight?
Get defensive rebounds, be physical, kind of initiate that physicality, and then offensively just be able to score like we've been scoring.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry.
More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the JL Housing Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, before we check the starting lineups for tonight's game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For the Bearcats, it's the same lineup we've seen throughout the season up to this point. At the point guard is Justin Fitz, the 5'10 senior out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 23 points and 2 rebounds per game. He's also shooting 41% on three-point opportunities. Another guard is Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 6 points and 4 boards a game. Chris Eberlandau, a 6'7 senior out of Norway. He's averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game and shooting 64% on three-pointers this year, leading the nation there. Joey Wittes, starting at a 4 spot, a 6'7 junior out of Stenhousen, Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State, averaging 10 points and 2 boards a game. And Britt Doherty inside, a 6'7 senior out of Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 9 points and 5 boards a game. For Northeastern State, they'll be starting at guard spot Lucas Antonez, a 6'3 senior out of Spain. He's averaging nearly 10 points and 4 rebounds, a contested Division I transfer in from Toledo. Starting at a 4, Jamar Andrews, a 6'3 grad student. He's out of Rosell, New Jersey, and transferred from the University of Albany. He's averaging 15 points and 2 rebounds a game. Out of guards, Montre Williams, a 5'10 senior out of Caparis Cove, Texas. And he is averaging 7 points and 3 boards a game. He's one of 4 returners to this Northeastern State lineup for first-year head coach Mark Downing. Also starting at a 4 is a 6'6 freshman out of Paris, France. And that is Gabriel Salibli. He is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. And at a guard is Trent Cantrell, a 6'2 sophomore out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Again, one of the 4 returners, averaging 7 points and 2 boards a game. And inside, Gordon Hill. He's a 6'7 sophomore out of Denton, Texas. And he comes out of the University of Toledo. He's averaging 5 points and 7 rebounds a game. It's the Bearcats at 6-0, Northeastern State at 3-3. We're going to get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or maryvillemorealestate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State in game two of our doubleheader tonight. The Bearcat men come in 6-0. Northeastern State is 3-3. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Matt Tritton, this Northwest women's team coming off a loss to Northeastern State earlier, 68-57, the final score of the year in that matchup. But the Northwest women played well throughout a lot of that ballgame, but just couldn't get the big play they needed to take the lead late in the game.
Yeah, fourth quarter cut, 57-53, got back within four and had some opportunities to get a little bit closer, but just not able to finish it off from there. And that's one of those things, playing with a younger team, they're trying to find that that killer instinct, that way to get back in the ballgame and finish the team off. Despite being down by 15, being down by 12, they got themselves back in and just couldn't finish it off. So a learning experience, hopefully they can carry that and learn a little bit more going against UCO on Saturday. But tonight should be fun as well with the men's team taking on Northeastern. And a little trivia for you, John. Do you know what movie that Northeastern State head coach Mark Downey appeared in?
No, I do not.
He was in the movie Glory Road, playing one of the University of Kentucky players in that game back in 2004. So, a little trivia for you moving forward.
Yeah, it is. I did not know that.
Austin Meyer dropped that knowledge on me in the halftime of the women's game. So.
Well, he really has a good record as a head coach his first year at Northeastern State, but he's been very successful in Division II basketball as he comes in with a record of 207 wins and 106 losses at Arkansas Tech in Charleston and also West Alabama. He's been named Coach of the Year six times during his career. Last 2 years, he was a top assistant at Division I Wayne State before getting back into Division II basketball with Northeastern State. So I think a lot of people in Tahlequah are very excited about what Mark Downey can bring to this Northeastern State program, which has had some success in the past, had a couple of down years here, but just a few years ago had a national title to their credit. So a program that's very proud history and looking to get back on the winning track as they go up against the Northwest team that is currently the defending national champions.
One team trying to get back to the top of the mountain, one team on the top of the mountain, a couple of great young coaches. As Coach McCollum, 182-71 record overall throughout his time here at Northwest Missouri State. So you're hoping this is kind of the start of a fun rivalry between these two coaches.
And a reminder that Bearcat basketball, underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, Northwest alum and KC Beer co-founder Steve Hawley, has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Beer Hall and Beer Garden in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. The tip is up, and it is controlled by Northeastern State as they will go from our right to our left in this first half. Northeastern State in black uniforms with white numerals trimmed in green. And Northwestern home whites with the green numerals trimmed in green. Off the left side is Antonez for Northeastern State. They bring it out front right for Montre Williams, one of the four returners in this lineup for the Riverhawks. Out front left, Antonez. Antonez dribbles out near the timeline. Shot clock's down to 5 seconds. He's being chased by Kurth. Now on the right wing. Steps inside the arc, but zero on the shot clock. Doesn't get it off in time. And the Bearcats with a great defensive stand to start this game.
What a way to start. They've been talking all week about finding that defensive intensity, continuing to pressure the basketball, and a great first possession there defensively for the Bearcats.
Bearcats with their first possession offensively as Justin Fitz will walk across midcourt left side. Great crowd on hand for this MIAA opener. Pitch finds cutting to the baseline and down. Reverse layup off the right side. Good. Took it on the right side of the lane. Then around on the left side with that reverse layup in Northwest Missouri State in front 2-0. On the left side, it missed. Looks cross-court right side for Williams. Down the lane right. Spins on Fitz. Brings it back out between the circles. Finds Cantrell down the lane. Lefty goes on Wittes. High bank shot won't go. And the rebound in the lane. Northwest in Justin Fitz. I think that's one area of Pitt's game that's a little bit underrated, his ability to come up with some defensive rebounds. He takes it across the lane, looks in the left corner, finds Endow. The three, got it, nothing but net from the far left corner.
How about those two? Two possessions, two buckets for Endow, two assists for Justin Pitt.
And a 5-0 Bearcat lead now down the other end, quickly through the lane. Rosette Nez goes up with a shot, fouled, knocked to the floor in the lane. And this will go on Xavier Kurth. That'll be his first.
Yeah, Xavier getting a little bit too greedy, trying to reach both hands in there and pull that basketball away, and they got him for the foul as he was going by him. But still, you like the aggression, the way the Bearcats are playing defensively early.
Had a chance to talk with Xavier earlier this week as we have a free throw coming up from Etnez. And the first free throw on the way is good. One thing that Xavier feels good about right now, this is really the first start of his career at Northwest where he's been healthy at the start of the season.
And knock on wood, that'll continue throughout the entire season, because with Devontae Mosby graduating, he's the energy guy. He's the big-time defender. You need a big rebound. He steps up and does it. And so he brings a lot to this team, even if it's not in the scoring column.
And as it's the second free throw. And Northwest Missouri State in front of Northeastern State, 5-2. Fits into the front court, takes it between the circles, dribbles right side. Now back left, gets it to Wittes, baseline left. They get it. Low post for Doherty. In the lane. Little shot fake up with it in the lane. Off the front. No rebound tip by Hill. And it's controlled by the Riverhawks on the fast break. Williams down the left side. Nine brings it out top of the key. Looks right wing for Etnez. Cross court left for Andrews. Into the left corner. Williams now kicks it out to the top of the key. Cantrell. Right side. Goes to Andrews. Through the lane. Ball tipped loose. He's loose on the floor. And a held ball coming up with Endow, and Northwest Missouri State will get it with possession arrow.
That comes from a healthy defense from Justin Pitt, stepping in there, poking the ball away, and forcing that loose ball. And they dive on the floor, and the Bearcats time up.
5-2, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Northeastern State. Pitts looks over at the Bearcats sideline as he'll walk across midcourt from our left to our right. Right out front between the circles by Etnez. Dribbles passing through the lane. Right side on the wing and down. Long three in front of the Northeastern State bench is good.
He is just oozing confidence right now, isn't he? Every shot he takes, he expects to go in. And, well, tonight, he's right.
And Etnez out front looks into the right corner. Get it to Cantrell. Now low right side pass. Finds Andrews. Pivots into the lane. Fadeaway jumper is good. They'll count the bucket and a foul inside. Foul will go on at Chris Ebuendow. That is his first. Officials for tonight's game with Lindy along with Jeremiah Baden and Corey Gilpin.
How crazy is it? Less than 2.5 minutes into the game, Pitts already has 3 assists in this ballgame.
It's something else.
It helps whenever your teammate's hitting everything he's shooting, too.
That doesn't hurt any. At the free throw line, Jameer Andrews hits the free throw. That's a three-point trip down the floor for Northeastern State. It's an 8-5 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of the Riverhawks. Between the circles, Fitz dribbles right side, pulls up on the wing. Looks into the right corner for Kurth. Back out right side for Fitz to Kurth on the right wing. Looking low right for Doherty. Takes it into the lane. Pivots right side up for the shot with the left hand. Blocked away by Hill. Gets his rebound. Reverse layup off the left side. Good. Brett Doherty. Good second and third effort there to get the rebound in the bucket. Northwest up by 5. 17 minutes left in the first half. Etnez out front in front of the scores table. Dribbles right side to the right wing. Doherty comes over and checks off on him. A handoff to Andrews on the right side. Takes it out front. Pass tipped away. Picked up by Endow. He leads the break down the floor. One-handed slam. Misses it. And it is picked up off the left side on the floor and picked up by Williams. Into the front court. Looks off the right wing for Etnez. into the arc, takes a 15-foot jumper, rims around and in. Missed opportunity at the other side, and now trying to go for the slam. Unfortunately, steps were off just a little bit, couldn't get it to go, and Northeastern State goes to the other end with the jumper. Three-point Bearcat lead, 10-7. Pitch to the left wing into left corner, Kurt. Again, a 3-2 zone out of Northeastern State. They play some man as well. Left side pitch, dribbles into left corner, sets up, fadeaway three, off the back of the rim, rebounding down the lane. Back out to pitch, left side, takes another long three. This one is nothing but in. And a 13-7 Bearcat lead. Into the front court for the Riverhawks, Lucas Antonez, out of Spain, dribbles to the free throw line. Ball knocked loose by Doherty, picked up right side. With it is Williams. They swing it left side to Andrews. Left baseline, Cantrell drives the lane. Lobs it back out front left side on the left wing for Andrews. Guarded by Endow. Pulls up, takes the three right in front of the Bearcat bench. Rims around it now. No Bearcats inside for the rebound. And Wittes will get it and give it up to Pitts, who will gallop across the timeline with the 13-7 Bearcat lead. Looks left side. Wittes squares up. He takes the long three. Got it. The threes are falling for Northwest. And Northwest in front, 16-7. And for the Bearcats, 4-5 on three-pointers in this half. Now down the other end, a block foul coming up on Northwest. And check this, we're going to give this on Gordon Hill instead for Northeastern State on a moving screen. That will be Hill's first foul. And first team foul on Northeastern State.
I know you've seen Northwest a few more times this season. I got to see them that Truman State, Metro State weekend. The defense that was there, they were playing hard, but they still started out kind of slow. You wonder if now it's MIAA play, these games take on new meaning. It feels like they've hit another notch tonight.
And that's really been a point of emphasis the last week and a half of practice on the defensive side, and it looks like it's paid off. Pitts out front, hooks the pass left side, Wittes, another long three from the wing, and nothing but net once again.
He is going to be fun to watch as a Bearcat, isn't he?
Oh, he looks more comfortable in a Bearcat uniform every game. 19-7, Northwest in front, down the lane, right side. Internez drives, hits the shot, fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. That goes on Jory, or rather Ryan Welty. Ryan Welty picks up the foul. He just entered the ballgame, and there'll be an opportunity at a three-point play for Northeastern State when we come back out of a timeout. 19-9, Northwest Missouri State in front of Northeastern State. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Lucas Antunez hit a layup for the timeout, was fouled, gets to the free throw line, and knocks down the free throw. So a three-point trip down the floor for Antunez, a 72% shooter on the season at the free throw line, and it's a nine-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 19-10. Bearcats with it, and down to the right baseline, into the left corner, finds Wittes, a long three, count it. Wittes knocks down his third three of the game, and Northwest Missouri State now 6 of 7 on threes out of the first half. They came into this game leading the MIAA in three-point shooting percentage at just around 45%. They're shooting 85% from three-point range in this first half.
Unreal.
22-10, Northwest Missouri State in front. Andrews off the right wing. Out front right side, Williams. They swing it left on the wing for Antunez. Martinez trying to look low, gets a low post for Hill, posting up inside on Wittes. A shot too hard, rebound underneath the bucket. Ryan Welty for Northwest. 22-10, Northwest in front, 14:02 left in the first half. Fitz walks it across the timeline, dribbles left side to the left wing. Trying to direct the offense as the Cats spread things out. Now back pedals Pitts. He'll just take a long three. Rip around and drop down.
That was deep for NBA players.
It was about a 30-footer out front left side and a 15-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Antonez looks on the right wing for Williams. Cross court left side for Andrews. Finds the free throw line. Knocked loose by Welty. Picked up by Pitts. Pitts into the front court. Dribbles right side. Steps back. He'll take the three and hits it again. And he's hit three threes in this first half. 28-10. Northwest Missouri State putting on a shooting exhibition in this first half. And a timeout, Mike Downey in Northeastern State. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Northwest shooting 8 of 9 from three-point range. They lead 28-10 over Northeastern State. Back with more in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
For Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Kyrie Devine is our studio engineer. Northwest shooting 89% from three-point range and just 71% from the field overall in this first half.
They have only had two trips down the floor where they haven't scored tonight. My goodness.
28-10, Northwest Missouri State in front of the Riverhawks. Right side at three put up and missed as Marquise Harris just checked into the ballgame. A whistle and a foul going for the rebound and a foul coming up on Northeastern State. This will go on Gordon Hill. That'll be his second foul. And the Bearcats will inbound. Looking at some mild full-court pressure here.
And you got to feel bad for Northeastern State, too, because they might be playing a great basketball game against them and the other MIAA team. They're in it. All of a sudden, you play Northwest, who comes absolutely on fire. You're down by 18, 7 minutes into the game.
Gabriel Salibi ended the ball game for Northeastern State in place of Gordon Hill, who picked up his second foul. Pitts into the front court for Northwest. Cats up by 18. Pitts free throw line. Kicks it back right side for Kurth. Back to Pitts right wing. Long three on the way. That one is good. 31-10. Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left wing, it's Harris. Through the lane, he goes. Try. Shot blocked away by Wittes. And Welty ball loose in the lane. Kurth comes away with it. And another foul on Northeastern State. And this one will go on Marquise Harris, who had just checked into the ballgame. Picks up his first foul, third team foul on Northeastern. Bearcats with three team fouls. Doherty to the bench and Ryan Hawkinson for the Bearcats. Inbound comes to Welty, to Kurth, and now back to Fitz. He'll be pressured all the way down the floor by Corian Mason. Lob pass into the front court, goes to Welty in front of the scorer's table off the right. Now to Kurth, out to the top to keep Fitz. Being chased by Mason, back to Wittes. On the right wing, Kurth. Dribbles to the right side. Cross court now out between the circles for Pitts. As Northeastern State pressuring the Bearcats just a little bit more. Now Pitts through the lane. Hooks the pass right side. Welty, the long three on the way off the front of the rim. No fight for the rebound. And Kurth pushed to the floor. This will be another foul on Northeastern State. And the foul will go on Montre Williams. And that is his first foul. Scouting report on Northeastern State talked about how they'll pack some things in defensively if you drive into the lane. And what that has done is caused some great open looks on the out on the three-point line for the Bearcats, and the Cats have taken advantage of it. Now out front is Pitts. Bounce pass low left for Wittes. Takes it into the lane. Little right-hander under. Banks it. Misses it. Fight for the rebound. Put away inside by Harris for Northeastern State. Now it goes to Mason into the front court. Takes it to the top of the key. Steps back. Goes right side. A little shot fake and a travel violation. Got the pass to Salibi, who then had that shot fake, but shuffled his feet at the same time, and the turnover gives it to Northwest. 31-10. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Up by 21, their largest lead of this first half.
You know if they keep this pace up, they're going to score more than 120 in the game. I mean, just an unreal start for Northwest.
And now front left side, Pitts with another three from about 25 feet out and knocks it down. Pitts now has 15 points in this first half. And Northwest up 34-10 now still. Here comes Hawkins the other way. Drives to the lane right side. Misses it, fouled as he's knocked into the standard. And this will get Hawkins to the free throw line.
And the defense that Northwest is playing, though, too, the way you can kind of step in, help out, get in there, pop that ball loose. Everybody's getting in there, getting deflections, and wreaking havoc right now for Northeastern.
Pitts with 15 points on 5 of 6 shooting from 3-point range.
Throw in 5 assists, 1 rebound, 1 steal. That's most guys' final night.
And sometimes not even that.
I know. Hasn't turned the ball over yet either.
At the free throw line, Hawkins knocks down the first of two. He's now 3-3 at the free throw line on the season. Welty goes to the sideline, and Chris and Dow back into the ballgame. Big Mike Downey getting a little bit of a warning by one of the officials to stay within the coach's box. 35-10, Northwest up. Hawkins' free throw is good. And it's a 36-11 game, Northwest, or rather 36-10 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front right side with it is Salibi. And gets it between the circles for Mason as it knocked loose into the backcourt, brings it back into the front court. And now they look right side, whistle, foul coming up away from the ball, and this foul will be on Northwest.
And the other part of this tough start for Northeastern State, they've turned the ball over 7 times. They've got 8 shot attempts up. On the other side, Northwest, 0 giveaways. They already have 18 shot attempts, so really maximizing their possessions on the other end.
And the Cats on a 17-0 run right now with 11:08 left in the first half. Inbound right side goes to Salibi. Out front right for Boer through the lane. Left-handed runner won't go. Hawkins clears the rebound for Northwest. Alec goes to Kurth, and Kurth will walk it down the sideline left into the front court. Gets the screen by Indow. It was left wing into left corner. Hawkins back to Kurth out top. They swing it right for Pitts. Near the scorer's table off the right side. Goes with a chest pass left side for Indow. Back to Pitts right side between the circles. He almost looked like he was going to take a shot from there. Now we'll take it to the top of the key off the dribble. Left side Wiss near the left sideline. His three runs around out. Indow clears the rebounds. He comes down pushed underneath and a foul coming up on Northeastern State and Monte Williams. Picks up his second, 6th team foul on Northeastern State. Quittus to the bench. And Doherty back into the ballgame for Northwest as Indow should be an inbound off the right baseline, I believe, and they will inbound it now. As players lined up along the free throw line to shoot free throws, so that's just the 6th team foul on the Riverhawks. So Indow lobs inbound to Doherty right side. Doherty fakes left, goes right to the baseline. Cut off, and they're going to call a charge this time on Doherty. Kind of a push-off with his left-hand dribbling with the right. And a little bit of an action job by Brewer as well, I think, there. But the ball will belong to Northeastern State. 36-10, Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court off the right side with the dribble, Antonez. Swing the circles for Antonez, dribbles right. Picks the pass left side for Brewer. Tries to drive, and now a charge coming up as Doherty steps out on the defense, and the charge on Northeastern State. Brewer picks up the foul, that's his first.
And Riverhawk head coach Mark Downey, there's no answers right now. Just the way Northwest has played offensively, hitting everything, defensively, the intensity, and it's just hard to match that, especially in this environment.
Last night on in the coach's show, Coach McCollum said that when Northwest is clicking both offensively and defensively, he doesn't think there's a team that can play with them in Division II basketball. Down the lane, left side, the layup is Xavier Kurth. That's his first bucket of the game.
Seeing this exhibition so far, I think he's exactly right.
38-10, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pass goes low left side, stolen by Kurth. He tried to get low inside to Brewer. Kurth steps in front of the pass, and here comes Northwest left to right. Pitts dribbles to the left wing, to the left baseline, steps back, wants the three, and it's good. Rainbow, nothing but net from the fighting out of bounds off the left sideline. And the Cats up 41-10.
For as good as we've seen him play throughout his career, never seen him shoot anywhere close like this.
Good Lord, off the left side, on the left wing is Harris. He tries to take a three, barely grazes the rim. Doherty fighting for the rebound inside. And we have a whistle as Salibi tied up with Doherty, and I think Doherty's going to get called for the foul here. He does, and that will be his first foul. Breaking the action, 9:17 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 41, Northeastern State 10. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Coming out of the timeout, pitch with another long-range three, and makes it a 44-10 Northwest Missouri State lead. The Northeastern State coming down to travel violation. The Bearcats will get it back in Northwest right now on a 25-0 run.
I've never seen a run like that before ever in my life. I've never seen a player shoot quite the way Pitts is right now. I mean, 21 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds.
Switch left side 3, and that one rattles around and out. Rebound the baseline out of bounds. It will belong to Northeastern State. Pitts, 7 of 8 shooting. They've been all on threes. He has 5 assists in this first half to go along with the steal. And mercy, this is
And
something.
He hasn't given the ball away once either. And every time he makes it or he makes a play or anybody hits a shot, they get more energized and play even tougher on defense.
And a double team right side. We have a whistle and a foul coming up here as Antonez had it on the right side. It was double teamed and a foul coming up on Gray Starzl. Just checked into the ballgame. Picks up his first. That's the team's 7th for the Bearcats. Seen a lot of basketball. This may be the best half of basketball that I may have ever seen out of a Bearcat team. This is something else.
There's still 8 minutes left. I think it's 44 points. I told you, on pace for 120 earlier.
44-10, Northwest in front. And Inez at the free throw line, and the first one is good.
25-1 run.
He's 4-4 at the free throw line. Casper from North Idaho Community College, and he went to Toledo at the Division I level and making his way to Tahlequah, Oklahoma, out of Madrid, Spain. Second free throw, good. And Northwest in front, 44-12, with 8:14 left in the first half. 2-2-1 full court pressure out of Northeastern State. Indow into the front court. Right front of the scores table on the right side. Goes high post right, Wilty back to Indow. Now looking at a 2-3 zone out of Northeastern State. Right side Indow, back to Pitts left side. To Indow. Darts Lane kicks a right corner for Wilty at the elbow right side. Starzl finds Pitts left side, another 3. That one rattles around and out, and the rebound picked away by Starzl. Kicks it to Wilty, a touch pass right side Indow. He squares up, wants a 3 in front of the Northeastern State bench. That one rolls around and out. And Brewer with the rebound for the Riverhawks. Into the front court, Antonez. Down the lane, that ball is picked away by Pitts off the steal. Dribbles right side to the free throw line. Scoots the pass too well. They're going through the lane. A little bit out of control. Gets called for the charge.
And Pitts kind of cracks a smile. Like, you know you have to come down at some point. But even despite all that, the defense to pick off a pass like that and head the other way, I mean, they're just having fun now.
You don't get much emotion out of Justin out there one way or another, and facially anyway. And a little bit of a smile out of him out there. You know he's having fun.
You know, that's the funny part, too, going through the Elite Eight and the Final Four and talking to him after each of those games, and just kind of stoic. Yeah, we played well. We're hoping, you know. Finally, they won it all. You saw it, but pretty stoic kids.
44-12, Northwest in front. Cantrell down the lane right side, out of control, misses the layup. Rebound Hawkins for Northwest. 7:19 left in the first half. Pitts between the circles, left side and out. Now to Pitts out front. Right side goes to Wittes, to Pitts between the circles. Dribbles right to Wittes on the right side. To Pitts, out between the circles now with 13 on the shot clock. To Kurt. Pitts into left corner and out. Thought about the three, now will drive, but as he does, whistle and the foul. Reach in coming up on Northeastern State.
It just mixes it up there. I think he could have knocked down another three in the corner, but just want to try something different.
Cantrell picks up the foul. That is his first, getting him down to the free throw line. And Dow stepping up to the line with 8 points in this first half. Hit two threes. 64% shooter at the free throw line, 18 of 28. And shooting two here, the first one is good. I think he had a chance to interview Coach McCollum before the season started, where he talked about Endow being the second best player in Division II and playing on the team with probably the best player in Division II in Pitts. So
he thinks very highly of Chris, and we could see flashes last year of how good this kid could be, and now he's playing a little more consistent, a little more confident, and he's a year much more mature. He's showing it.
45-12 Northwest in front. Endow misses the second free throw. Into left corner for Northeastern State. Cantrell up to the top of the key for Tanner Moose. They swing it left side for Antonez. Now left for Moose with 5 on the shot clock. Out to the top of the key, Antonez. Fade away, misses air ball. Rebound on the baseline, Northwest, as Hawkins clears it for the Cats. 45-12, Bearcats in front. 6:23 left in the first half. And down on the left side, now to Pitts between the circles. Back to now, Wolfman takes the 3 and hits the 3. This is quite an exhibition tonight. 13 points for Endow, 48-12. Northwest Missouri State in front. Antonez with the dribble left side. Finds Andrews by the Bearcat bench. He launches the 3. Nothing but net. Andrews with his first 3 of the game. 18th on the season. 48-15. Bearcats in front. Just kind of comparing the two from 3-point range. Northeastern State 1-4. Northwest 13-19. Wittes on the right wing. Again, looking at the 2-3 zone, which has proved to be ineffective for Northeastern State. Pitts through the lane, drives, stops with a little runner on the right side. Misses too hard. The rebound inside, pulled away by Cantrell for Northeastern State. Pitts a little too close to the bucket that time. Probably threw him off. Now front Cantrell looks right side for Moose. Now left, they go for Andrews. To the left baseline, gets caught up in the air, comes down with it, and now throws the ball away as it hits the baseline. Got caught up, took a leap with the ball, and had no shot, had nothing to, really no one to pass to, just let go of it, and the ball toward the right corner hits the baseline, and Northwest will have it off the turnover.
You know, first MIAA game of the season, MIAA opener at home, we have a good crowd, it's holiday night, but can you imagine once people wake up and see the box score that didn't go to the game, they're going to say, man, we can't miss another one of these games, because you never know what kind of show, what kind of record these guys are going to put on.
Kurth out to the top, the key, down the lane left, drives, trying to feed the right side, Finley cutting the bucket ball, tip goes out of bounds, it belonged to the Bearcats.
And Justin kind of looks back at Ryan Hawkins saying, yep, should have kicked it to you for a 3.
Inbound goes left corner for Wittes, out between the circles, Pitts, trying to work the screen by Wittes, now back to Wittes, top the key, 3, runs out right, fight for the rebound inside, and the rebound. And a foul. We'll go to Northeastern State with a foul as Kurth will get to the free throw line. 4:57 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 48, Northeastern State 15. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest in front 48-15, 4:57 left in the first half. Kurth at the free throw line, and it's the first of two. 49-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. The Bearcats in this game 13 of 20 from three-point range in the first half alone. And for Northwest, Dustin Fitz has seven of those threes. That's Kurth is the second free throw.
Individual single-game records, Zach Schneider and Ryan Welty both have 9 3-pointers in one game, and the team record for threes in an individual game, 20 back in 2004 against Manhattan Christian.
Out front, they go left side for Cantrell, and he takes a long three and long go, and Hawkins with rebound for Northwest. I know last year as Welty, I think he went off with to tie that record against Northeastern State, and I'm not sure, but I think Snyder either had that against Northeastern or against Central Oklahoma, or Oklahoma Swing a couple years before that. On the left side, Wittes trying to post up Spence, takes a jumper from 5 feet out, hits it.
Well, and Welty gets bonus points because he was 9 of 9 in that game against Northeastern.
52-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. Mason through the lane, drives, left-handed layup is good. And that's his first bucket of the game, 52-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. 4:02 left in the first half. I got a feeling that Fitz might break that mark tonight.
Well, that's the thing, though. How much does he play in the second half at the rate you're going, you know?
Fitz, baseline, finds Wittes, driving to the bucket, lays it up and in off the glass.
And that's another thing I need to look up, his single-game assist record, because he's up to 7 with 3:44 left in the first half.
54-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the left side, Andrews takes it to the free throw line on Finley. Down the lane he goes, gets caught up in the air, comes back down with it, and a hill ball. Good job on the defense by Finley. River Hawks will have a possession arrow.
And how great is that, too? You know you're going to get a lot out of Kurth and Pitts and Whittison and Dow. You see Finley step in off the bench, and he gives some good minutes. Starting on the defensive end, that usually breeds more confidence on the offensive end, too.
Mason looks to the inbound, trying to find someone, lobs it, almost threw it away. Cantrell picks it up, scoops the pass back to Mason. Drives past Kurth, coming over and finding Hawkins coming over on the help side. Shoots an air ball, rebound, though, caroms off the right side, picked up right by Moose, and he knocks down the 12-foot jumper. 54-19, Northwest Missouri State. In the front court off the left side, Pitts. Dribble left wing, through a double team, through the lane. Finds Finley into the right corner and gets it to Wittes. Full left side for Kurth. Gets it back out to Wittes. Thought about the three. Now goes between the circles and finds Pitts. Pitts back pedals, takes a long three. Nothing but net. Pitts continues to be red hot. 57-19, Northwest Missouri State in front.
He might break that record in the first half.
Out top the key, Mason looks on the left wing for Andrews. Fade away three, and it goes down. So Andrews hits the three. He has 10 points in the first half. 57-22, Northwest Missouri State up. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Pitts being pressured at the timeline by Mason. Dribbles passing through the lane to the bucket. Fade away. Banks it, misses it. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot with 2:24 left on the half. Northwest in front, 57-22. Well, we have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. It's the first free throw, now has 25 points in this first half. 57-22, Northwest in front, and down into the ball game. Wittes to the bench. Finley also to go to the sideline. And into the game, Tyler Doherty. Fitz's second free throw. Rims out. He missed one.
Gosh, dang it.
57-22, Northwest Missouri State in front. 2:18 left first half. Salibi out between the circles for Antonez. Left side for Cantrell. Into the left corner, Andrews. Fade away three. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound tipped and is controlled by Hawkins inside for Northwest. We'll give it to Pitts. Just over 2 minutes left in the half. Pitts to walk it across the 10-second line. Looks to pass right side. Hawkins squares up. He'll take the three. Rims out left. Rebound tipped in there by Endow. Chased down by Cantrell for Northeastern State near the left sideline. And he'll turn. Northeastern State will go right to left into the front court. Top of the key, Antonez. Down the lane left he goes. Tries, banks it, hits it, and a foul. This one will go on Northwest. Foul will go on Ryan Hawkins. That'll be Hawkins' second foul. 1:42 left in the half. Northwest in front, 57-24. Trent Cantrell getting a start tonight. He's been held scoreless so far. An 86% shooter at the free throw line, and he hits the first. Actually gets credit for that layup beforehand, so a three-point trip down the floor. So it's a 57-25 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kurth to inbound, looking at full-court pressure as he gets it to Endow. Man-to-man pressure this time. Endow will just dribble across midcourt left side. Minute and a half left in the half. Endow, baseline right side. Kurth squares up. He takes a three. It takes a high bounce off the rim. Tyler Doherty fights for the rebound, stripped out of his hands, though, by Tanner Moot. Mouse, that is. Tanner Mouse out to the top of the key. Squares up. Three at the front. Will go. Rebound. Curse for Northwest. 57-25 Northwest. 1:12 left in the half. And down the right wing out between the circles. Wittes. Works left side for Pitts. They get a screen by Tyler Doherty. Now it goes into left corner. Finds Doherty. Ball knocked loose. Now to Pitts out front left. 10 on the shot clock with 56 seconds left in the half. Pitch to the top of the key. Backpedals between the circles. 3-0, but that's another 30-footer out front.
And he just looked at Nicole running down the floor and smiled. He's backing up. He'll put a hand in his face.
60-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side, Antonez. Out between the circles for Mouse. Looks left side. Cantrell to left baseline. Cut off by Wittes. Now left wing for Antonez. Three off the back of the rim. And the rebound in down for Northwest. 25 seconds left in the half. Fitz to walk it across the 10-second line. Dribbles between the circles. Being pressured by Antonez in front of the scores table right. 14 seconds left in the half. As the Bearcats have four players spread out pretty much along the baseline. Fitz out between the circles, dribbling with 5 seconds left. Now, drives the lane left through the lane. The runner on the way out. The best got is another sound. It's kind of windmilled it up and in, driving through the lane as pressure came in after him. What a first half for Justin Pitts. What a first half for the Bearcats. And Northwest goes into the locker room with a 62-25 lead over Northeastern State. Be back and have more for you in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
We're back at Bearcat Arena, and at the half, 62-25, Northwest in front of Northeastern State in the MIAA opener. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, we have just witnessed a first half that's going to go down to the record books. You look at Justin Pitts, this is just ridiculous. 30 points in the first half, 9 of 11 on three-pointers. He's tied the record for most threes in a single game in just one half of basketball. 9 of 11 from three-point range, and the Bearcats as a team in front 63-25, shooting 60% from the field, 63% from three-point range, and 75% from the free throw line. Just an unbelievable exhibition offensively, but let's not forget too, Matt, Cats played some good defense out there in that first half as well.
That was exactly what Coach McCollum was looking for defensively out of his team, and that's where everything started, was them coming out, pressuring, tipping passes, stepping in, playing help defense, and not giving Northeastern State a clean look, and they stepped up. They forced a shot clock violation on the first possession of the ball game, and from then on, they just took off, and you could tell every time they made a shot, they stepped up even stronger on defense, and I mean, it kind of just piled up to where you had 63 first half points against a pretty decent MIAA team.
Yeah, that's right. This is a Northeastern State team in transition, but they have brought in a lot of good athletes into this program. And Northeastern State's going to win some ball games this year, but I'm not sure they're coming back in this one. 63-25 Northwest up here at halftime.
You know, that's why you wanted to. Justin's close to 1 3-point away from a single game record. He's 8 points away from his career high. He's 13 points away from tying the Northwest single game high for points. A lot of good things going there, but it's the first conference game. Maybe gets a few minutes, and then you put him on ice and rest him up for UCO.
Bearcat men's tennis team right now being honored at halftime for the fine season that they put together last year and getting ready for another good year for Coach Mark Rosewell and his tennis squad that's taking place right now. But we're at the half here, Northwest Missouri State 63, Northeastern State 25. We're back to have more for you right after this timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
At halftime of the men's basketball game, Northwest leading Northeastern State 63-25. Earlier today, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on Northeastern. They fall 68-257 in the conference opener, being joined now by Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach. And down 15 in that first half, he closed it on a 12-2 run to get within 5. Down by about 12, I think, in the second half. You get back within 4, 57-53, but Northeastern able to pull away. Just a couple possessions there to where you're right there. Just couldn't quite finish.
Yeah, you know, I thought for the most part, like you said, at several different times there, we showed some, you know, great fight throughout the game. And when we needed a stop or needed a bucket, we couldn't get it. And, you know, Northeastern did a great job of, you know, keeping the pressure on us. We lost some shooters there in the half court, lost some scores in transition, just through lack of communication and lack of awareness. And, you know, those are areas that we can control, and we just have to do a better job of that.
Well, then it also seemed like there was that concerted effort to get the ball to Tawny in the post and then have her go to work, and she did a good job. But that Joy Burson, 6'2", and it looked like her wingspan was almost 7 feet. I mean, it's just tough to play inside whenever you got trees like that.
Yeah, you know, she was long and aggressive in there, and, you know, I thought at times we missed out on several opportunities to get the ball in there a little bit sooner when she was out of out of position, or we had really good position offensively in that delayed post entry, that our young kids are continuing to find out that if you don't make that reaction right away, it's going to be late. And I thought there were some times there where we had good position, but then by the time we got the ball in there, everything was so limited. So, you know, but, you know, I thought for the most part, you know, at times we guarded really well. At times we were, you know, pretty solid offensively. But, you know, overall for the game, it wasn't enough.
Throughout the first half, turnovers built up a little bit. The first couple minutes of the third quarter, you had a couple. But after that, took care of the basketball in the most meaningful minutes that allowed you to get back within 4. Still a long way to go, but you have to be pleased with what you're seeing out of some of those younger guards, too, of meaningful minutes. They took care of the basketball.
Yeah, you know, in that second half, we had 4 turnovers. Finished with 13. You know, so, you know, for the most part, we're doing a good job of, you know, taking care of the ball, you know, compared to some earlier games and even last season. But we're not capitalizing on those possessions. You know, we're not getting those buckets when we need them, and then on the other end, we're not getting stops. Like we're not accumulating enough stops, and you know that's a lot of that is some things that we can control and things that we have to get better at. And you know, I'm gonna challenge them to be more dialed in with our scout and our prep. As far as understanding personnel and their strengths and what we need to really look at to take away and look to expose certain weaknesses and things like that. And, you know, for a lot of these kids, a lot of that, a lot of that information is new and having to carry out that information. And so, you know, that's just areas that we have to continue to grow on. You know, like I told Tanya Meyer last week, you know, she has to be a consistent player for us night in and night out. And, you know, at times she was really good for us offensively, but then defensively kind of non-existent. And so, you know, that's going to be my biggest challenge to her is, you know, she has to have more of a presence, consistent presence throughout the game, not just spots here and there. And then, you know, offensively, we need to start getting some production out of some other people, knocking down some shots, you know, just looking to be more aggressive within the offense and things. And so we've got to capitalize on those situations.
And you got a quick turnover with UCO on Saturday.
It is, you know, and they're a tough team. They've got a big girl that's averaging a double-double. They've got a point guard that can score from anywhere on the floor, who I think is probably, just kind of off the top of my head, probably the top true point guard in the conference. And, you know, we're definitely going to have our hands full with those two. But, you know, right now I'm not so much worried about the other teams as I am about us. And so we have to make sure that we can take care of what we need to do to put ourselves in a position to be in the ballgame.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll chat with you again on Saturday.
Yep, thank you.
Buck Seal, Northwest Missouri State head coach. Coach Seal's postgame interview underwritten by Bowen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspense work as well as driveline facility. Bowen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joe. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena as we check the totals. Northwest Missouri State 63 and Northeastern State 25. 30 of those points for the Bearcats coming from Justin Pitts. 9 of 11 from three-point range. That ties the single game record for threes. He has 7 assists and 2 steals and no turnovers out of the first half. And that's really the only stat we need to talk about.
No, here's the only stat. Northeastern State 25, Justin Pitts 30.
Yeah. Unbelievable first half for the Bearcats, shooting 60% from the field, 63% from three-point range, and they about rebounded Northeastern State 19-12. Only 2 turnovers for the Cats, 12 for Northeastern State, and it's a 63-25 game as we get ready for second half play. The Bearcats will go from our right to our left to start this second half. We're in the home white uniforms with the green numerals and the green trim. Pitts across the timeline, goes between the circles, finds Wittes on the right side, back to Pitts, left side, thought about the three, steps back, and then we'll bring it out to the top of the key again for Wittes, back to Pitts, left side. We'll dribble to the top of the key, it's a pass left corner, Wittes spurs up, he takes the three and rattles around it out, rebound tipped in the lane and whistle on a foul, and Doherty will get called for the reach over, trying to fight for the rebound. Morty picks up his third foul. First foul of the second half. It's a 63-25 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court left side. Antunez will dribble left on Kurth. Pulls up right wing. Out between the circles. Find Salibi. Between the circles, Antunez. Right wing pass for Andrews. Guarded by Endell. Back cross court left side for Williams. Drives the lane, pass tipped away. Dribble tipped away by Fitz. Picked up right side. Kurth drives the lane, lays it up and in off the right side.
Not a steal for Kurth, but he's the one that, Pitts, but he's the one that got that one going. Tipping that away, and Xavier taking the rest.
65-25 Northwest. Antunez dribbles right side into the right corner for Salibi. Throws it away. Ball goes in the backcourt. Chased down by Endell. Endell into the left corner for Northwest. Now the Cats will set up their offense. Doherty out front. Bounce pass to Endell. Left wing. Drives to the left side. Up for the shot in the lane. Ball stripped out. His hands out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Again, early moments of the second half. Northwest in front 65-25. Inbound left side for Doherty. Trying to post up in the blocks. Brings it back out front. There's the three by Pitts. Got it! And he's the new record holder for threes in a single game with 10. 33 points for Pitt, 68-25. Northwest Missouri State in front. Through the lane, the drive, and the layup is good by Antonettis. And it's a 68-27 Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitts to Walker across midcourt right side. Into the right corner, Wittes. He takes the three. It's too hard. Long rebound out front, tipped by Kurth. And chased in the front court left side by Andrews, who's fouled by Wittes going after the ball. And the second team foul on Northwest here in the second half. Witt is picking up his first foul. No flash photography is allowed during game play. Andrews will inbound baseline left. Looks to inbound between the circles for Antunez. Guarded by Kurth. Dribbles left side. Pulls up in the wing. Pass tipped away by Kurth. Kurth with a long chest pass. Finds Endell into the lane with the layup and hits it. That time Endell goes for the traditional layup as opposed to the slam dunk that he missed in the first half. 70-27 Northwest through the lane. Layup missed by Antunez, but a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. Now they're going to go the other way. Say the ball just goes out of bounds and belongs to the Bearcats.
70-27, 2 minutes into the second half. This is unreal.
Fitz in the backcourt being pressured. Fitz with 33 points in this game, and again, just the early moments of the second half. Fitz to the free throw line, a little hesitation move, kicks the right wing. Kurth open, three off the front of the rim. No, Doherty with the rebound, the putback off the left side. Grab. Doherty banks it in. Northwest in front, 72-27. Out front right side, Mason takes the jumper inside the arc, rims out, rebound tipped, and it goes to Pitts for Northwest. Pitts to walk it across midcourt left side, guarded by Williams. Now checked off by Hill out front, looks out front for Doherty. One dribble, turns, brings it between the circles, Pitts, quick pass left wing and down. And down will dribble to the elbow left side, now finds Wittes to the left baseline, bounce pass in the lane, off a couple of different players' feet, out of bounds. It will be long to Northeastern State, I think off Doherty finally, and it will belong to Northeastern State. All right, with chances pause 10 seconds for a station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Foul on Kurth underneath the bucket. He will pick up his second foul. And for the Bearcats, that's the third team foul as Kurth and Wittes go to the sideline. Welty and Hawkins in for the Cats. 72-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. Justin Pitts, in case you just tuned in, has 33 points in this game. And including in that 10 three-pointers, 10 of 12 on three-point shots. And that's a new Bearcat record for a single game. Out front, Mason. The elbow left side Hill. Now into the left corner. The long three put up. Won't go. Fight for the rebound. Tipped by Welty. Controlled by Pitts. 4 minutes into the second half. Northwest with this one, I would say, well in hand.
I think you can say that right now.
To Welty. Back to Pitts between the circles. Getting a screen by Doherty. Kicks it into the left corner for Welty. And a whistle. And a foul coming up on Northeastern State. This will go on Andrews. Picks up his second. Harris into the ball game. Andrews to the sideline for Northeastern State. Foul on the floor, so the Bearcats will inbound baseline left.
Just four three-pointers away from tying the single-game team record for three-pointers with 20. That one against Manhattan Christian in 2004.
On the left side, and Dow out between the circles, Pitts. And the screen by Welty, hooks it back to Welty, top the key, three on the way, takes a high bounce off the rim, and the rebound stripped down by Endow. Whistle and a foul, fighting for the rebound was Salibi.
This is the scary part too. You're up by 45 points, and Dow hits the deck, going for that rebound, kind of looks at his, checking to see if he's bleeding around his eye. This is the last thing you need is anybody to get hurt right now.
Salibi picks up the foul, that's his first. Welty on the floor with Pitts right now. Welty did have a tied for the record for most threes in the game with Zach Snyder's over on the sideline, and they both here to witness their record go down the tubes in this one.
Who was it? Austin Meyer had the record before them.
Yeah.
So a lot of former record holders on that bench.
And Elaine and Dow fade away from 10. Rattles around, drops in. 17 points for Endow, and that's the crazy thing in this one. Endow's had a pretty good game on his own, and it's kind of gotten by the wayside watching what Pitts has done tonight. 74-27 Northwest, through the lane, driving Williams, stripped loose, and is controlled by Pitts underneath the Northeastern State basket. Endow into the front court, top of the key, back out left side, Pitts in the left corner, Welty. Drives the lane, brings it out front right, and down open, three off the front of the rim, and the long rebound chased down, and it will go to Northwest. Hustling after was Hawkins and Hill. Hawkins knocks it off Hill out of bounds, and Bearcats will have it.
Yeah, you know, you talk about what Endow's done. He's 3 of 5 now from three-point range. He is the nation's leader in field goal percentage from beyond the arc, entering the game 64%. Yet it's his teammate Justin Pitts in that three-point record.
Pitts came into this game shooting a pretty decent percentage from three-point range at 41%. 74-27 Northwest down the lane. Pitts, the runner, misses, and it's picked up in the lane, pulled away by Williams for Northeastern State. Into the front court right side, Mason out between the circles for Salibi. Into the left corner, Harris. Guarded by Doherty. Out front, expires the dribble. Mason now between the circles, looks on the right side, gets it to Williams. Williams backpedals, looks into the right corner, and finds Sleepy, drives right. Out front right with 7 on the shot clock to Harris. Strip loose, dives on the floor, gets a pass on the right side for Sleepy. Fadeaway jump from 15, won't go, fight for the rebound, whistle and a foul. I think this one, Hawkins trying to clear some space inside for a rebound, fighting with Harris, and Hawkins will pick up his third foul. Breaking the action, Northwest Missouri State in front 74-27 over Northeastern State, 14:56 left of the game. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Out of the timeout, Hawkins hits a three from the right side. Now an air ball put up off the left by Harris for Northeastern State. Bearcats fight for the loose ball on the baseline right. But coming away with it inside, Harris up with a shot rejected by Starzl inside. And the rebound to Finley. As he falls to the floor on the baseline. Trying to stay inbounds, but Welty was already laying on the floor as well. Foul coming up on Northeastern State. As a push to the floor by Montre Williams, and that will be his third foul.
Looks like about 30 seconds earlier, Finley had the ball and got knocked to the ground, didn't get a foul called. So Northeastern State at this point, probably a little bit of frustration mixed in there right now.
77-27, Northwest Missouri State in front. Justin Pitts has outscored the entire Northeastern State team at this point. Fitz with 33 points. Hawkins at the elbow right side to Finley on the baseline right. Now to Starzl between the circles. Fitz dribbles part of the scorer's table left. Now drives to the free throw line. Finds the left corner. Hawkins squares up. Takes the three up in front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Finley out front. Batted up in the air by Harris. Picked up by Northwest. In the left corner is Hawkins. Baseline left in the low post area. Finds Starzl. They bring it back out to Fitz. 13-19 left in the game. Pitch to the left wing. Low post left side for Dre Starzl. Trying to post up on Hills. Spins a shot in the lane. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Salibi for Northeastern State. Atlan Mason into the front court right side to the top of the key. Free throw line through the lane. A collision with Finley. And which way they're going to go here? Finley knocked to the floor. And I think they're going to call this one on Finley. Didn't quite get set into the lane apparently and puts up his second foul.
Not set. The arm extending from the Northeastern State ball handler, but Finley getting called for that one. So earlier today at lunch, we were discussing who the best player all-time at Northwest Missouri State was, Vic Coleman or Justin Pitts. You said it might be even, but do you lean a little more toward Pitts after seeing tonight?
I don't know. Two different type of players. Vic, a 6'4 forward player, and he played in an era where they didn't have the shot clock or the three-point shot, so less possessions and not as many opportunities with three-point opportunities, but pretty good to have both of them on the team at the same time.
Couldn't hurt.
Now a turnover in the line. Northwest Missouri State will have it, and the Cats will go from our right to our left as Pitts will take it across the timeline. Pitts out between the circles. Dribbles left. Now sets up, top the key, three, rims around and out. He's gone cold. Rebound gets pulled down by Gordon Hill for Northeastern State. 77-27, Northwest in front, 12-18 left in the game. Off the right side, Salibi. Scoops the pass left for Tanner Mouse. Now right wing for Harris. Into the right corner, Salibi. Out front left, a left-handed three put up and dropped down by Corian Mason. That's his first three of the game. He has 5 points total. Came into this one averaging 8 a game. 77-30, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts has still outscored Northeastern State in this one. And we're at the midway point of the second half. Pitts through the lane. Baseline right for Finley. Brings it back to Pitts right wing. Chased by Mouse out front. Now Pitts through the lane, through a double team. Knocked to the floor and a foul. This will get Justin to the free throw line. Will Lindy, the official, to make the call. And the foul goes on Corian Mason. That's his first foul.
Just wondering if Northwest starts to buckle down now that Northeastern's back within 47. Fitz, no lead safe, right?
Fitz only a 50% shooter at the free throw line tonight. He was 1-2. Now 2-3 as he hits the first one here. And that's 34 points for Pitts.
Four away from his career high.
Kurth getting ready to check into the ballgame.
We might not see him for the last 11:38.
They got to be fine. Second free throw by Justin is good. So he steps up, hits both free throws, has 35, and over the sideline, and Fitz getting a standing ovation by the Bearcat fans as he comes over to the bench.
And you kind of tell, exchanging some words with Austin Meyer and the coaching staff, that he's probably done for the evening. Hopefully Chris and Dow as well.
Through the lane, layup put up and missed inside by Salibi for Northeastern State. 79-30. The Bearcats in front. Kurth, left side for Finley. Out between the circles, Welty. Goes cross-court right for Kurth. Picked up by Mouse. Cross-court left for Wittes. Wittes between the circles. Finds Starzl back left side, Finley. And the screen by Wittes pulls up, cross court right side pass Kurth. Shot clock at 7. Kurth in lane out front, trying to find Finley. Cut right, the pass went to his left and out of bounds at the scorer's table.
Well, this is an interesting situation we're in, too, because we talked about this earlier today, I think. Let's say you have a game where Pitts gets in the foul trouble, goes to the bench for a while. Who controls the basketball? Who's going to be that point guard? Xavier Kurth stepping in right now, controlling the offense. So curious to see how that goes and if these are meaningful minutes for him down the road.
Yeah, I think so. The opportunity for some, because the Northwest will have to have somebody handle the point duties when Pitts gets a needed break from time to time. Foul, they go low with it to Marquise Harris. Gets called for travel, stepping into a double team off the blocks on the right. And Northwest will inbound with a 79-30 lead, 10:45 left in the game. Kirk Finley handling the point duties this time. Takes across midcourt right side, being met by Williams. Right wing for Welty. Low right side, Wittes. Skips it out front left for Starcel. Touch pass left baseline, finds Finley. Dribbles into lane. Now up with a shot, misses it. Rebound tipped out of Starcel's hands. Goes out of bounds and belong to Northwest. Up for the board with Williams and Mouse inside. And the ball belongs to the Cats. Kurth will inbound near the elbow left side. Starzl dribbles into the lane down the left side. Out front finds Wittes. Drives inside. Kicks it back out front. Kurth. And steps back. Will dribble right side on Mouse through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses the layup and the rebound hill for Northeastern State. Gives it up to Williams. Into the front court. Dribbles right side. Now looks right side on the wing for Salibi. Fadeaway three is good. Gabriel Salibi with his first bucket of the game. That's his fourth three of the season. 79-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Finley into the front court right side from our right to our left. Dribbles on Williams. Gives it to Starzl right wing. Between the circles, Wittes. Right side, Kurth. Low right, Starzl trying to post up with Hill. Spins right side and hits the shot. I feel a spin move. Wanted to go left, then spun back right side. Banks it in.
Great touch kissing that one off the glass.
81-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Mouse looks on the right wing. Salibi out between the circles for Williams. Now left side, Mouse. Into left corner, Harris drives, and gets called for the charge. Good job by Finley. I'd rather Starzl than coming over on the help side, stepping up and drawing the charge. Harris picks up his third foul, 15th foul, Northeastern State, breaking the action. 9:16 left of the game. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at mozingalake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 83-33, Northwest Missouri State in front, down the lane right side, a drive by Williams for Northeastern State, fouled as he's knocked to the floor. This will go on Starzl, that'll be his second foul, 16th foul on Northwest, and this will get Quantre Williams to the free throw line, shooting two here, and a chance to tie what Justin Pitts has done offensively for a team for Northeastern State. Free throw is up and good. It's now 34 points for Northeastern State. Pitts right now with 35.
And he did his at just 28 minutes.
Second free throw by Williams. And it's good. So 35 points now for Northeastern State. 83-35, the Bearcats in front. Into the front court, left side goes Finley for Northwest. To Wealthy. Left side for Starzl, finding Finley cutting through the lane, who then throws it away, chased down and saved inbounds, though, by Northwest. Hawkins picked up by Northeastern State, and Welty with the block of a layup attempt by Salibi, picked up left side by Mouse, puts up the layup on the reverse layup left. Mouse with 4 points, but one block shot by Welty, and still results in 2 points for Northeastern State. That trip down the floor, but a good job by the Bearcats defensively and Welty there.
Smacking that one off the back, boy, that was a big block.
Tyler Doherty out front, goes cross court right side, Finley, high post right, Starzl. Back pedal is low in the blocks, skips out front left, Welty open, takes to three, misses it, rebound, right side, controlled by Salibi for Northeastern State. 7 minutes and 37 seconds left in this one, and out front, travel violation by Montre Williams. Just a little bit of hesitation where he wanted to pass it, no one within 10 feet of him, any direction, gets called for the travel. 83-37, Northwest. Finley into the front court, being pressured out front by Williams. Dribbles past Williams through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, misses it, but it wasn't a foul.
A good take there by Finley. Getting all the way into the bucket, nearly making that three-point play.
Gordon Hill came over on the help side, picks up his third foul. Hill at 6'7", came over, and Finley at 6'4". And he's able to get off a good shot, goes to the free throw line, and will hit the first of two free throws. It's his first point of the game. And they came into this game 3 of 6 at the free throw line. His second free throw is good. 85-37 Northwest, 7:24 left. Between the circles, Montre Williams looks on the right wing, Mouse to the baseline, to the bucket, and whistling a foul. Got past Doherty, and then Hawkins came over on the help side. Let's see which way they want to give this foul. And it looks like Hawkins is going to get called for the foul. That's his third foul.
The Northeastern obviously having a few struggles here this evening, shooting 33% from the field. They usually turn the ball over about 14 times a game. The Northwest already caused 21 turnovers for the Riverhawks, so kind of struggling all the way around as they're trailing this one, 85-38.
Now it's just the first free throw. We'll have a second. And that one is good. Cats with just 5 turnovers as a team tonight. Again, doing a good job taking care of the basketball. That's been a strong point for the Bearcats through the years. High post left. Tyler Doherty for Northwest. Finds Starzl. They work it out front. Starzl on the wing left. Goes low post left for Doherty. Pat, his dribble knocked loose from behind by Hill. It's picked up by House. He'll take it across midcourt left side. Out front left for Harris as he gets called for a travel. Got the dribble as he took off with the basketball, and the turnover gives it right back to Northwest. 6:54 left of the game, Northwest 85 and Northeastern State 39. Tamir Andrews into the ball game. Harris will go to the sideline. Hawkins will take into the front court right side for Northwest. Out front left for Tyler Doherty to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Right side, Starzl on the wing. Finley top of the key, left side for Welty. Back to Finley. Down the lane he goes. Ball stripped out of his hands as he goes through the lane. It belonged to Northwest. Salibi got a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds. 6:35 left. Northwest looking to go to 1-0 in the MIAA season and improve to 7-0 overall. The right side for Doherty, double team, goes in the left corner, finds Hawkins, takes the three, defended well, and still knocks down the three from the left corner.
A heck of a find by Tyler Doherty to skip that one over to the wide open Hawkins.
88-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the right side, Andrews, to the top of the key between the circles for Salibi. Now baseline left for Antonez, who feeds into lane and whistling a foul coming up here. A block on Northwest and Tyler Doherty. And that'll be his first foul as he got in the way of Hill, and Hill will get to the free throw line. Just 2 of 3 on the season at the free throw line for the 6'7 sophomore from Denton, Texas. And didn't really come close on that one.
No, he didn't.
He missed that free throw by about 5 feet, didn't he? Wide right. Here's the second one, and that one drew the rim at least. Misses both. And rebound to Northwest and Hawkins.
You know, if your back tips up about 10 feet from there, he doesn't hit anything but net, but it was a little bit different, I guess.
88-39, Northwest in front. Right side, Doherty looks into left corner, Welty. Out front, left side, Doherty. Low left for Starzl. And Hill reaches in and spikes the ball out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Hill inbound, baseline left. 5:51 left in the game. Northwest up 88-39. Inbound, left side, Starzl. Or rather, Doherty. Doherty through the lane, drives, lays it up in. Nice scoring move to the bucket by Tyler Doherty. He's got his first bucket of the game. 90-39, Northwest. Ednez looks off the right wing, mouse to the right baseline. Now through the lane, comes to a halt. They bring a right side on the wing for Andrews. He takes the three over Welty off the front of the rim. No, fighting for the rebound. Hawkins, but trying to stay in bounds, tosses it into the lane where Antonez comes up with it, and he goes into double figures as he hits the shot and has 11 points on the 90-41 Northwest Missouri State with this one. 5:15 left in the game. Welty between the circles. Looks left side. Finley. Low left. Starzl finds cutting to the bucket. Doherty wide open. He'll go up with the reverse layup off the left side. And takes the feed from Starzl. And it's now a 92-41 Northwest lead.
It's kind of fun to watch Starzl and Doherty and Hawkins and all these guys that usually on the scout team playing together pretty well tonight too.
Bearcats up 92-41. Breaking the action. 4:58 left in the game. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest up 92-41. 4:40 left in the game. Northwest will inbound, and they get it right side for Tyler Doherty. Out front for Starzl. Out of lane. Out left side for Hawkins. Hawkins hands off. Gets it to Finley. To the free throw line, Tyler Doherty. Lobs it into lane for Starzl. With one on the shot clock. A little hook shot won't go on the rebound into the lane. Put away by Williams for Northeastern State. Out of 4:23 left in the game. Out front, Hawkins knocks the dribble. White picks it up right in front of the scorer's table as he steals away from Antonez. And now letting a whistle. And we got a travel violation. They got it to Doherty trying to lead the way on the break. And turnover will give it right back to Northeastern State.
And Doherty kind of caught that in the backside of his left hip and looked behind him to see if there was a wolf coming. Took a couple steps and ran into a Northeastern State defender and picked up the travel.
92-41, Northwest Missouri State in front.
But, you know, those hands-on defense, it's an art form for Northwest at Coach Max Club. Tipping passes, reaching in there, knocking the ball away as they're dribbling. I mean, they perfect that in practice.
Right side, Williams. Mason out front, now to Williams, right wing. A swing at left side for Andrews. Started by Lang. Through the lane he goes. Will run it off the front of the rim, rolls over. Andrews with 12 points, 92-43. Northwest up, just under 4 minutes left in the game. Finley into the front court. Long pass into the right corner. Hawkins fade away. Three, nothing but man. Ryan Hawkins with his third three of the game. And Northwest up 95-43. Now at the elbow left side, a held ball as it was Mason getting with Lang tied up and kind of just flips Lang to the floor.
Well, Derek's not a big guy out there, that's for sure. He's listed at 6'2", which looks a little generous, and honestly looks like 6', about 150 pounds. Not a big guy out there, but fighting for that basketball and somehow gets a foul called on him.
Took the front end of that collision with Mason. Mason goes to the free throw line. Left-handed shooter, free throw is good.
You know, after that last three-pointer by Hawkins, Bearcats are 1 3-pointer away from tying the single-game team record.
And they got 3.5 minutes left to do that. 95-44, Northwest in front. Second free throw, nothing but it. Inbound comes right side for Hawkins, pressured in the backcourt. Picked up by Andrews, finds Lang between the circles. And now taking in the front court right side. Lang right wing, out front Finley, cross court left side for Starzl. 3:15 left, back right side, Lang's three. This is too hard, rebound loose in the lane, controlled by Salibi for Northeastern State. Into the front court, left side Mason. Now to Williams. That's left wing, toward the left sideline for Salibi. Out front, Andrews. Right side is Williams. Three attempt, won't go. Rebound, the putback on the left side, missed by Andrews. Rebound, Hawkins for Northwest. Under 3 minutes left of the game. 95-45, Northwest in front. Lang, right side, Hawkins. Thought about the three, goes to Doherty, cutting to the bucket off the left side. Bumped as he goes up for the shot in the lane. And foul coming up on Northeastern State. And this foul will go on Corian Mason. That will be his second foul.
Hey, your starter's sitting out for much of this second half here. The Bearcats up by so much. But with your second team guys out there, your reserves, your younger players, I mean, they're still playing well. I mean, they still had this up to a 52-point lead just about a minute ago. So they're making the most of these trips down the floor, playing tough defense and really battling tough.
Free throw by Doherty, too hard. He's got a second coming. And that one, good. Tyler with 5 points coming off the bench, all in the second half, 96-45, Northwest up. Mason in the front court to the top of the key. It's off the right wing. Andrews takes the three, got it. And for Andrews, that's his third three of the game. Cats looking full court pressure. They'll break it easily. Starzl in the front court right side. 2:20 left in the game. Doherty, left wing, Finley, out front Lang. Back to Finley, left wing. To the top of the key, Starzl. Now to Hawkins on the right side. Out front, Tyler Doherty. Bounce pass low left for Starzl. Trying to post up inside with Salibi. Finds on the baseline right. Nice little feed move as Finley got behind the defense. Was open for the shot off the right and banked it in. 98-48, Northwest up. Just under 2 minutes left in the game. Through the lane. Driving. The layup won't go into foul as Williams went driving through. Knocked to the floor and a foul coming up on Northwest. Hawkins picks up his fourth. 10th team foul on the Bearcats. In the line to shoot two will be Montre Williams. He steps up. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Williams hits the first free throw. We'll have a second. He has 3 points tonight, all coming at the free throw line. And the second for Northeastern State's player, Montre Williams, is good. Cats in front of the Riverhawks, 98-50. 1:47 left in the game. Tyler Gordon, the front court left wing, out between the circles. Finley looks right sideline. Bounce pass, lower right for Doherty. Turns, faces the bucket. Face left, goes right to the baseline. Out front right line. Quick pass left side for Starzl. Stripped out of his hands. Whistle and a foul. This will be the eighth team foul on the Riverhawks. Salibi picks up the foul. And that will be his second. Starzl goes to line to shoot a one-and-one opportunity. 1:33 left in the game. Toes the line, free throw on the way, rims out, and the rebound pulled down by Northeastern State. And with the board, Queen Akwaku just into the ballgame for the first time. On the right wing, three put up by Andrews, and he knocks down the three for Northeastern State. Gives him 18 on the night, 98-53, Northwest up with 1:16 left. Finley into the front court, dribbles right sideline, out between the circles, Finley. Now high post right, Doherty. Gets a pass into the left corner. Lang open from three-point range. Knocked to the floor. Misses the three, but go to the free throw line to shoot. Three with 1:04 left in the game.
And the Bishops are ready to erupt for Lang to get a chance to knock down a three-pointer, but has a chance to go to the line and knock down three free throws.
Tell you what, Lang has not been in for very many minutes, but he's been knocked around a little bit. Knocked to the floor at both ends a couple of times. He was hammered that time.
Applaud the guy for sticking his nose in there right away and making the most of his minutes.
This is the first free throw. South Sheridan, Iowa, 6'2 freshman, second of three on the way. And that one's too hard. And we'll have a third.
And you know, that's the worst feeling in the world, too. You're kind of cold. You really haven't had a chance to shoot the ball in quite some time, and you step up there for three free throws. It's not an easy situation, but gets his last one.
Hits that one, and Northwest Missouri State up 99-53 with a minute left in the game. In the front court right side, Mason to the right wing. Drives the lane into the left corner, and a three on the way. Put up too hard and missed by Salibi. Rebound the putback on the right. Missed. Rebound tipped to Hawkins. And it's controlled by the Bearcats with 46 seconds left in the game. Finley to the forecourt, dribbles to the right side. Fans wanting to get to the 100-point mark. Lang right wing three on the left wing three on the way. Won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Andrews as we're at 33 seconds left. Top of the key, Williams. Steps back, goes on the left wing for Salibi. Now to Mason. Down the lane left with 22 seconds left. Goes cross court right side, Salibi. They spin it back left side, and a three put up and good by Jameer Andrews. And makes it a 99-56 game with 15 seconds left. Again, the fans urging the Bearcats to get the ball down the floor.
They really want 100 this game.
They do. Now Doherty will hold it on the left side, and the Cats will just run out the clock. We're down to 4 seconds left, and Northwest Missouri State will post a 99-56 win over Northeastern State. And go to 1-0 on the MIAA season and 7-0 overall with the victory. Northeastern State falls to 3-4 and 1-1 in the conference. Back with more right after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with a win 99-56 as they defeat Northeastern State. Cats 1-0 in the MIAA, 7-0 overall with the win. A game which they absolutely dominated. They were up at the end of the first half, 63-25, and cruised to a 99-56 win. Big night for Justin Pitts. Pitts with 35 total points. Sets the single game record for most threes in the game at 10. The Bearcats again win this one 99-56. But we'll have more on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with the win 99-56. Along with Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer tonight, Kyrie Sidevine. And Matt Trenton, it was a game that you mentioned during the break, not quite as close as the final score indicates.
You know, you think about 63-25 at halftime and just blowing them out of the water. You take essentially all the starters out, 10 minutes left in the ball game, and the reserves came in and played well. It still felt like it was a lot more than 99-56 throughout that much of that basketball game. And you know, Northeastern missed some threes late to kind of make it a little bit closer, but that was a complete game for Northwest. I'm curious to see what Coach Mack says when he comes up, just about defensively, how they executed offensively, what his thoughts were when Justin came out of the ball game. But I don't think there's too many things you can complain about him at tonight's game.
No, I think you're exactly right. 99-56, the final score. We'll be back. Have more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron. providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back on the Bearcat Postgame Show. Northwest Missouri State with the win here tonight as they defeat Northeastern State 99-56. Time now for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt Trenton, this may be the least suspenseful Extra Effort Award that we've ever given out here.
Are you leaning toward Ryan Hawkins, 11 points, 10 rebounds tonight?
Double-double?
No, Justin Pitts, 35 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, did not turn the ball over, also set the single-game record with 10 three-pointers, breaking the record. Tied last year by Ryan Welty, set the year before by Zach Schneider, and man, he just continues to amaze us, doesn't he?
Oh, no doubt about that. 35 total points on the night, set through much of the second half. At 30 at halftime, and again, a great performance by Justin Pitts. Northwest with the win, 99-56. We're back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidElitemaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State with the win over Northeastern State this evening, 99-56, the final score. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, good game overall, but have you ever seen a first half like this one tonight where just everything seemed to work for your team?
I have not seen a performance like that live, I don't think, ever. I mean, that was, what, 30-some points in the first half, 30, something like that. By Justin, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, the entire team, as far as that goes, but
well,
Justin in particular.
You know, Justin's performance was awesome. I think the reason you saw that offensive performance was because our defense. I think, you know, I sent him a clip the other day. It was Michigan State versus North Carolina, in one of those preseason tournaments or whatnot, and they had a great defensive clip where they all helped each other. They were stunning. You know, they were jabbing at the ball. They were active on the ball with their hands. They were active guarding the basketball. They were flying around. And I thought we had about 10 to 15 possessions where we looked like that, where we looked like a team that really wanted to get stops, that was really fighting to get those stops. And you know, that's what we need from our team. That's who I am as a coach. That's who we are as a team, and we need to make sure that we defensively get after it.
Yeah, that's something I've been trying to talk to this team about the last week and a half, I think, just talking with you on the post game and during the week, where that's the kind of effort I think you've been looking for out of the team defensively.
Yeah, defensively in particular. I kind of go back, and it was a couple years ago. We always had this impose your will mentality, and I stressed it constantly. And last year I didn't really need to stress it because we naturally had that mentality. This year it needs to be stressed again, you know, where it's that kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better way to say it, that killer instinct, you know, where you know, you get a team down, you need to make sure you keep them down. And tonight I thought we did a better job. We did a better job of imposing our will to start defensively. It needs to continue now. We need to keep this up and keep playing defensively like that.
Let's go back to Justin a little bit on that first half. He had 30 points at halftime. He was 9 of 11 on three-point range. Ended up setting the single-season three-point in a single game record, I should say, single game record for threes in a game in the second half. But I thought the one stat that stands out besides just 30 points, you look at it, he had 7 assists in that first half to go along with a couple steals and no turnovers.
I, John, I wish I could say it was coaching. I really do. I mean, that was just a performance. The people that came, and we had an okay crowd. The people that came were great, meaning we had a great crowd as far as the people that came. But to be able to pay whatever you pay to come see a performance like that, you're not going to see that very often. You're not going to see a 30-point half very often. You're not going to see it the way he did it and then the way we defended. I mean, that's fun to watch. I mean, that's one of those performances that you can't miss. And you know, hopefully next game we'll get an even bigger crowd and you know, we'll put on another defensive performance.
You know, one thing, Justin, throughout his career here, really is very, facially anyway, expression-wise, you can't really get a sense of what's going on. Very little emotion from his facial expressions. But there's one point after he knocked down one of those long-range threes there toward the end of the half, he just kind of looked over at you and cracked a little bit of a smile even there to come back to play deep.
I think he probably saw me smiling. You know, it's hard because you don't want to be disrespectful. And it wasn't. It was just like, good gosh, I'm just on fire right now. You know, it was one of those deals that, man, this is ridiculous. And you know, regardless of the defense or no defense, it was just absolutely ridiculous. And it was fun to watch. I mean, I enjoyed the show. But more importantly, I enjoyed the defensive show. That's the thing that I enjoyed. I enjoyed impose your will mentality where we got after people, and we need to keep that up coming into Central Oklahoma.
I think one of the things that kind of overshadowed too, just you had some pretty good games from some other guys out there tonight as well.
Everybody played well. Just because we were locked in defensively. It's amazing how that defense goes hand in hand with your offensive execution as well. And again, it's one of those deals I've stressed, and it's about time. I've been in the media talking about our defense constantly. And it's about time they finally said, oh, okay, coach, you know, you're going to have to shut up now. And that was my objective, is to get them to shut me up on that. And tonight they did. Now we just need to continue it.
Well, a day off, actually, to get ready for a Saturday's contest. Got Central Oklahoma coming into town Saturday. And just talk a little bit about getting ready for your next opponent with just a day's rest in between.
I think they'll be the best team we've played thus far. I think they're excellent. I think they're tough. They're physical. They rebound. They can score. They can defend. They're well coached. I mean, they'll be the best team that we've played thus far, and it'll be a close contest.
All right. Well, enjoy this one tonight.
Thanks a lot, John.
Again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Our post-game interview with Coach McCollum, underwritten by Bull and Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Full and Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Back with more in our postgame after the Northwest Bearcats come up with a win over Northeastern State tonight, 99-56. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri and their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State posts a big win over Northeastern State 99-56 to open up MIAA play. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and big win here to open up the conference season, but we've got some other games going on around the MIAA.
That's right, John. A few other games. In-conference games right now, Missouri Southern and Fort Hays playing in Hays, Kansas this evening. 52 seconds left. The Tigers up 71-65 on the Lions. So, be a good start for Fort Hays, knocking off Missouri Southern there. Also, in St. Joseph, Missouri Western and Central Oklahoma battling before the Broncos come up here for a matchup on Saturday. 29 seconds left to go in that one. The Broncos up 61-57. Wonder if there's any way we can get that one to go to like five overtimes. Really wear Central Oklahoma out and work into their schedule there on Saturday. But no, 4-point lead for the Broncos, less than 30 seconds left. In the second half in Kearney, Nebraska, it is UNK with a 79-77 lead over Pittsburgh State. And then a couple non-conference games this evening, as well as Southwest Baptist beats Ecclesia College 108-46. That one in Bolivar. And in Topeka tonight, Washburn comes up with a 128-51 win over Manhattan Christian College. And, of course, the most impressive win of the night, Northwest, in an MIAA game against Northeastern State, winning 99-56. And that's after they call the dogs off for the final 11 minutes of the ball game. So, good win tonight for Northwest. 1-0 on the MIAA slate, meeting up with UCO on Saturday.
And our check of the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Again, the Bearcat men win 99-56 over Northeastern State. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also for Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orschland Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orschland supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlandFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena as the Northwest Missouri State men winners tonight as they defeat Northeastern State 99-56, the final score. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women coming up on the short side of their score at Northeastern State 68-57. This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hollig uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at KCBIER.com. With Matt Trent and I'm John Coffey, good evening for the Bearcat men and really for the Northwest women, despite losing tonight 68-57. I think we saw some things out of the Northwest women we haven't seen so far this season.
Definitely picked up the positives. They came out, played hard, really brought some intensity. You saw especially start of the game, start of the second half, and really no quit in them. You saw some get up and go there, from Tanya Meyer and some other players stepping up. And so had some chances, couldn't pull it out tonight, but it's all about taking steps, continuing to grow. So hopefully come out against UCO, play a little bit better, learn a few things, and pull out that first conference win. Then on the men's side, they're unbelievable. Yeah. He talked about it. Coach McCollum said during the coaches' show, if they're playing at as high level as possible, no D2 team can beat them. And I think they showed tonight just how good they could be. Do you think we'll see someone play zone against them the rest of the year?
I would doubt it.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
Was probably not a good move by Northeastern State tonight.
He's probably just come out, put two people on Justin Pitts, and say, you know what, we'll let somebody else get layups instead of letting him hit threes from everywhere.
Tell you about a good crowd on hand tonight to open up the conference season, but as you saw tonight with what Justin Pitts did and what this team can do, you really don't want to miss any home opportunities to come out and watch this team play, because you're going to see something most likely during a game you've never seen on the basketball floor right now.
Oh, man. You know, and even whenever he has, you know, a pretty quiet night for Justin Pitts, you know, 20 points, something like that, he is still so impressive, just the way he goes about his business. So it's tough to pass up an opportunity, especially when you know those days are numbered. Senior year, wrap up the regular season. You hope they're hosting a regional, but that's not guaranteed. So the days of seeing him play live here in Maryville are numbered, so I think you got to take a chance as much as you can. And he usually goes out and gets a quiet 20 points. He had a very loud 35 in this one, knocking down 10 three-pointers along the way. And man, when he is feeling it, I mean, could you imagine if he was doing this against Duke? Mike Krzyzewski would be going crazy.
You know, you look at that 35 points, but he had 8 assists to go along with 3 steals, 3 or 4 at the free throw line, pulled down 4 rebounds, and that was a great number, and really overshadowed some good performances. Chris Ebundel had 16 points, a couple assists, 4 rebounds, 13 points for Joey Wittes. He had a strong first half as well. He hit 3 threes in the first half, and 11 points, Ryan Hawkins coming off the bench. A lot of guys perform well, but we'll be talking about Justin Pitts tomorrow morning.
Oh, definitely. And you know what? The best part about that stat line is, too, of how many times with that whole entire steal column, whoever comes up with the steal, well, somebody else poked the ball away. Or, you know, Justin has 8 assists, but he was getting his guys some really good looks by sucking the defense in and finding who was open along the perimeter, and they were knocking down the shots. So for as much as everybody individually comes up, plays well, has a good stat line, it's everybody else around them that's really kind of feeding into that. So that's what you love about Bearcat basketball.
Hey, you look at the steals, 11 steals on the night total as a team for Northwest.
I mean, they are pretty unreal whenever they start playing defense the way they can, and obviously that offense, whew, hey, they can score in a hurry.
That they can. Again, the final scores here tonight, Northwest, a man with a win over Northeastern State, 99-56. They go to 7-0, 1-0 in the MIAA. Northeastern State falls to 3-4 and 0-1. And then the women's game tonight, again, it was the Northwest women just coming up a little bit on the short side there, 68-57 as Northeastern State defeats the Northwest women. Bearcat women fall to 1-6 and 0-1. Northeastern State now 4-2. And 1-0. Two teams will be right back here Saturday afternoon, 1:30 and 3:30. The start times for the two games as they host Central Oklahoma. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 1:10 with our pregame again Saturday from Bearcat Arena. Thanks to Matt Tritton, also our studio engineer for tonight's game, Kyrie Devine. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.